It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and welcome to the Sideline Report. We are on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. Again, thanks for tuning in, and as has become tradition on Turkey Day, we've got former co-host of the Sideline Report, Ty Englebright, in the studio with us. Ty, good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving, Todd, and everybody out there, and always a pleasure to be in the studio with you.
Absolutely. And did you hear the first annual WPKY turkey drop on the way in?
I did not. I keep waiting to see feathers start flying around here, but, you know, I don't know if it can top the classic turkey drop that was done in the late 70s.
Well, turkeys can fly, right?
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Well, can you believe it? 7 years ago plus that we started the Sideline Report, and here we are still on the Sideline Report.
Congratulations to you. It's a great sports show. This is a sports show, and for the most part, I know we...
Yeah, we'll talk about whatever we want to.
Yeah, we veer off quite a bit when I'm on because I don't keep up with sports the way I should. I mean, just slightly enough to be dangerous. This is a sports show, so I want to, going back to, I guess, I always want to do this on the air, to Rocky III. To all my love slaves out there, Thunderlips is here in the flesh, baby.
Well, my favorite line from Rocky III, just off the top of my head, is when they ask Clubber Lang for a prediction. My prediction, pain.
Pain, that's right.
So there you go. September 21st, 2017 was the first Sideline Report here on WPKY, and that goes back a little while. That was just me and you.
I regret that I had to miss the anniversary show this year because that's the first one I missed. But yeah, it was an idea spawned when of course we always tell the story every Thanksgiving, but it's got a great history in the fact that I was struggling to cover sports when I was working for Joe and the McEnany's and the Hugheses when they bought the station. And of course, you're the Caldwell County sports guru. And I thought, Todd's an ex-radio guy, knows the sports. I said, maybe we could team up and put some kind of thing together where that you could help me get sports on the air. And we shared the advertising, I think, in the beginning.
Yeah.
We shared the sponsorship. And then, of course, you integrated over to the radio side here. And it just we started the show while you were still at the Times Leader. But it was a good partnership, and it's lasted this long.
I had forgotten that we actually did share the sponsors.
And we did.
It was the same sponsors on the radio and in the newspaper promoting the show coming up.
That's correct. Yeah. And that's a prime example where even though you're competing somewhat for newspapers and radio compete for advertisers. And but that's a prime example where you can partner, especially in a small town, and make things happen.
Well, and you go back to some of those early shows, and we didn't really know what direction the show was going to take. I always tell people that even the first show, we didn't say how long it was going to be because we didn't know how much material we had.
No, we were sweating it out, wondering if we could fill even 10 minutes worth of material. But however, if it's entertaining or not, we figured out pretty quick that we can roll an hour off pretty easily. It's a testament in the fact that you've had quality. You always got the guests, and you've had quality guests. And we're fortunate that here in our town we have connections to universities. We've had ex-sports players that have been on university professionals.
Yeah.
We've had we've got professional golfers. We've got professional basketball players, and so there's a. Seems like a Princeton connection nationwide, and especially with sports. This town, this county, this area is passionate about its sports, so it just makes sense that a sports show would fly.
Well, and it's staggering how many different people we've had on the show through the years, and one thing I'm thankful for is that 8:15, 8:10 in the morning is kind of a difficult time to get people, especially if you want school coaches and those kind of things. But thankfully, the school system and, you know, the principals and everyone, the coaches all work with us. And, you know, we've been able to have just about every high school coach in. A lot of players have been able to come in. And, you know, it's great that the school always works with us.
Definitely. And, of course, I would be remiss if we didn't mention that when – the McEnany's and the Hughes's had the station, you know, they had the Gator and DT show.
Yes.
That sort of was a precursor, I would think, to the Sideline Report, and was fortunate enough to get to host that a few times with those guys, and it was always fine. Of course, they, you know, DT and Gator could draw from their experience and their wealth of the coaching pool and players around the state. So it just it was a perfect storm, and everything set up great. And of course, you're connections, so it just works out,
you know. And then we just kind of stayed in the spot when the changeover occurred with the ownership, and not just our show, but when you talk about what Tess does 4 days a week, and then, you know, I just kind of slide in here on Thursday and do my show. But again, it's almost difficult to believe sometimes how many different guests and how many different people are on this show in this hour weekdays every week.
Yeah, and you know, when you have a show where people want to be on it, or, hey, my brother's been on several times. He really doesn't have anything to do with sports, but he's been involved in certain things that have crossed over into the realm of sports and fundraising and different things like that. So when you have a show where people are excited to come on, they want to come on and share what they're doing in the community, what they've done, you know, even past players, it's just a win-win for the community, and it helps everyone stay informed about not only the sporting world, but what's going on in the community as well.
Well, and we try to always be positive, and, you know, we always try to have a little fun on the show, but the main thing is getting information out to people. You know, you want the listeners, when they tune into your show, when it's over, to know something maybe they didn't when the show started.
Exactly. Well, I didn't know that. And I think if you can click that light bulb off in somebody's head every time you have a show, then you have. It is mission accomplished there. And let's face it, this is you want to be entertained as well. So if you can laugh a little bit and have fun, which I think we definitely do with the top 10 lists and you know, some of the crazy things that come up. And, you know, the show is as good as the people and the minds that are involved with it, whether they're guests or they're producing it. And I think this is a win-win for everybody.
Well, and I kind of see everything through the lens of sports.
Yes.
So whether it's movies or music or whatever, to me that all ties into, you know, sports is entertainment just like everything else.
No doubt about it. And in these times that we're in, it's been, you know, people, there's a lot of difficulty out there. And for a 2.5 hour baseball game, or maybe an hour and a half now with the new rules, I don't know, but or a football game, or just a little piece, whether it's locally, you can get away and know where to get your mind off of your troubles a little bit. Sports does that for people. You know, we could, or it brings us all together. Even though we may have be cheering on the different teams, there's something about being in an arena or a football field with a bunch of people, and it's coming together to either cheer on your favorite team or discuss your favorite team, and you can kind of put all the troubles of the world behind you if it's just for a couple hours.
Yeah. And the great thing I've always thought about this show is that you can discuss any sports.
We
try to stay local for the most part, and we try to give everything a local tint, you know,
yes,
for lack of a better term there, but at the same time, we can talk about the NFL, or we can talk about Major League Baseball, or we can talk about the USFL, or the World Football League, or
Championship Wrestling, or
yes,
yeah,
whatever. One of the biggest shows we ever had was the day we talked about our top five pro wrestlers.
No doubt about it.
And we still get comments on that.
Still get comments on it. And for some reason, many of us that grew up in the 70s and 80s, pro wrestling was a wonderful way to entertain yourself on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great. And whether you thought it was real, knew it was real, whether it is real or not, it was still entertainment and great entertainment. And the characters that came out of the woodwork those personalities were just incredible.
Now, we do have a top five today. That was something we kind of originated back in the day, and I think we did this a little more back in the day, but not really sure why.
Well, I think you did it because of my lack of knowledge. I just kind of just fills in a little bit, but no. And I think a lot of folks, I know that so a lot of my friends that listen to the show, they always look forward. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about this top five? So I think most people, believe it or not, even if it involves Star Trek or Star Wars or Marvel, look forward to our top five list.
I wish I could say that I thought of that as an original idea, but I completely stole that from That Metal Show.
That Metal Show, and there are other shows I think that have had a little bit longer lists. Of course, Letterman had the top 10 list every night.
Oh, he was synonymous with top 10.
And yeah, and so, but I think if you do a show like this, that when you're talking like this, there are many facets of sports and even non-sports that you can get into where you can have a list like this. And it just sort of takes a little bit of sometimes they're going to be serious. Like today's list that we have coming up is it took some thinking, and I know I left when you have to deal with five sports announcing teams. We were talking about going back maybe just a little bit before our time. People before our generation probably go, well, you forgot them, or but you can't get everybody. But for you and I think our list will probably be right along to where we were growing up and who we listened to.
Yeah, our top five is favorite announcing teams, not announcers.
Right.
Announcing teams, which in my opinion made it a little more difficult.
Yeah, it proved difficult, and a little bit because there are so many great teams out there across all kinds of sports. But I think when you first sent me that a couple weeks ago, I don't know what my reply was to you, but I didn't get it at first. Yeah. And I don't know, that's where texting comes in, and finally I had to clarify, so I got it. But I wasn't even on the same page as you when you sent me what the potential top five was. So
we could have done announcers, and I think it would have been a completely different list. Maybe
yes.
We've done announcers in the past.
I don't recall doing that, so I was kind of excited about this list just because there are many, many great ones out there. And, again, we can't cover them all on our list today for sure, but if anybody's listening and has my number when we get in through this, I'd be curious to see who you text.
Yeah, if you want to play along at home, we're going to wait a few minutes before we give you our top five, so we'll give you a chance to throw your top fives together as well. This is the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Ty Engelbright in the studio with us this morning. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more here on the Sideline Report right after this on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
Everyone deserves a bit of financial comfort and cheer during this special time of year.
And ABC Finance Company is dedicated to helping you navigate the holiday seasons with different payment programs on holiday loans.
Hi, this is Courtney Morse at the Princeton ABC Finance location.
And this is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville location.
The magic of Christmas needn't be lost in a maze of corporate complications. We are a locally owned company that believes in the simplicity of giving.
At ABC Finance, we provide loans up to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour.
We make the loan process quick, easy, and stress-free. We can even consolidate all loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, and walk-ins are welcome. You can even give us a call, and we can take your application over the phone.
Or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com. For more information and for great financial tips, like ABC Finance on Facebook. And happy holidays.
Adventure just got better at West Kentucky ATVs.
We're moved to our new location on Highway 62 West in Princeton, just a mile past Walmart. With a trusted lineup of pre-owned ATVs and a new range of parts, accessories, and services, we're ready to enhance your riding experience.
Gear up for your next outdoor journey with the people who know adventure. Keep watching for new inventory and stay updated on Facebook.
West Kentucky ATVs, here to power your journey.
Ready, set, rock!
At Caldwell Medical Center, our transitional care patients receive the same care as they would in a skilled nursing facility, including physical, occupational, respiratory, speech therapies, and more. Every situation is unique. We help our patients reach their personal goals for independent living, all delivered with the care and compassion our patients deserve, right here, close to home. For more information, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Happy Turkey Day. Thanks for joining us. It's a live show today. Ty Engelbreit in the studio with us. And Ty, like we said earlier, this has kind of become a tradition. I think ever since we started the show, we've come in live on Turkey Day.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it for anything. The only thing I keep saying we're going to do, and of course, this is the seventh year.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've never brought any food. So next year, I think I'm bringing food. Yeah, I got to bring
some food.
Remember
that for next year.
Yeah, you know, because I just didn't have my act together. I got up and had my coffee, did my little Bible study I do every morning, but I didn't cook anything or I didn't go anywhere. So anyway, I'm bringing food next Thanksgiving, I promise.
We're actually working on our eighth year.
You know, that's right. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. Again, the anniversary show went by, and I work out of town now, so I didn't get a chance to do that. But congratulations on that. And I try to go back sometimes stream it and listen a little bit and kind of get in everything. And I love to go back and revisit the old shows when you did the when we had the YouTube live stream as well. So a lot of fun, but there's a lot of good information back there. Even though, you know, there's all kinds of things you can learn if you go back and look at those old shows from some of the guests.
Yeah, you could go back even earlier this year. Like, we had a nice chat with Darian Boyd, who's now at the College of Charleston.
That's fantastic.
Jabrion Spikes. Jabrion Spikes. To him. I mean, there's a lot of people. We've had Emma Talley on the show several times. So, you know, I appreciate everybody making a little time to come in and talk to everybody.
Jabrion's in Georgia, right?
He's
right?
At Georgetown.
Georgetown. Why did I say Georgetown? Yeah, that's what I meant. Georgetown College. He had a great game the other night, I think, didn't he? Yeah.
He's averaging double figures. Darian's up to double figures at the College of Charleston. He's still kind of coming back from an injury that he had at Lipscomb last year. But
is he in his final year of eligibility?
Yes.
I thought he was, yeah.
Had 22 points yesterday in a win.
Yeah.
So he's starting to feel it again. So
Caldwell County products doing great.
Yes. I always love to see. I love to turn on the TV and see them show somebody and it say Princeton, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Name,
so. Yeah.
You and I were talking actually during the commercial break about how different things are now when we first started into radio, which, Ty, looking back now, that was a long, long time ago.
Long time ago. I still have my little FCC license.
I've got one of those someplace.
And I think I started November of 84, and I got my license in like March of 85, and I still keep it. But, you know, I think you and I have to give kudos to Twyman Bourne and Betty. They saw something in us to hire us out there and get us started in this business. And I go on and on. I wouldn't have changed that. Great memories. I was so proud to be a part of that, and you know, it was special. So
yeah, so we've been behind the WPKY mic now for
on and off.
Yeah, 40 years.
40 years,
just about.
Yeah, and that's scary. That ages us, and I feel every year of 40 and those that are above. But yeah, very proud. This is a fantastic business. You know, even going to when Ham Broadcasting acquired it in the McEnany's, you know, it just when you put the community first and you decide you're going to serve. We were talking off the air about Twyman and Betty and Mr. Goodacre. You know, they served the community. They were here and did it right to inform the community of things that were going on. When you keep that at the forefront in the mindset, you can't go wrong.
Well, and we've changed locations since then. Obviously, you know, used to be out on the Dawson Road, and now here we are right in the middle of everything and on West Main Street.
Yeah, and it's great to be visible in a community as well, because just like when you go, you get off I-24 and go into Katy's, there's WHVO and WKDZ, and then, of course, right here, get off I-69, roll around the corner, WPKY. So when you go into a community and see that it has a radio station, you know it's vibrant, you know it's thriving, and you know that there's probably somebody behind a microphone that is informing the community and keeping them doing the things they need to do.
Yeah, you can't miss the radio station if you're coming into town.
No doubt about it. And it just it plays. It's the heartbeat of a community. When the radio station, the community is in tune, the community can achieve lots of things.
Well, let's talk some sports.
All right.
Three NFL games on TV today. So, you know, you can have your turkey and then sit there and watch football all day. Bears at Lions on CBS will start things off. Giants and Cowboys after that on Fox. And then tonight, Dolphins at Packers on NBC. I think those are some interesting matchups. I think they'll end up all being competitive games. I'm not sure how good the Giants and Cowboys might be at this point.
Yeah, when you hear I was watching Fox before I left my house, and the Fox announcers were kind of making fun of that own game. You know, well, what can we expect? You know, I forget who they had on talking about it, but they were like, you know. But, you know, the Cowboys traditionally play on Thanksgiving. So do the Lions, you know. And what would it be without the Cowboys and the Lions playing? Of course, and I think the Cowboys, you know, they got the turducken, you know, at the Cowboys game. You know, they're going to maybe, you know, that's a tribute to Madden. He may show up later. I don't know on our list.
Yeah, we might talk about him in a bit.
We might. And then, of course, you've got the frozen fish up there on the tundra, and that probably, you know, that's tough for a South Florida team to go up to Green Bay, especially, and I think the cold air is hit up there.
That doesn't quite seem fair.
No, that doesn't seem fair. Speaking of that, I went back and watched the Ice Bowl game with Cincinnati and San Diego from 81, not too long ago.
Yeah,
you remember that game?
Yeah.
I can't believe they played that game, but that's football.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's scheduled, you've got to play it, except for lightning. You know, if there's lightning in the area, they will stop games anymore.
I don't know if they would have back in the early 80s.
Well, you know, I don't remember them stopping for things like that back in the day. So
yeah.
But, I remember some of those games, and you're thinking San Diego and Cincinnati, and it's just bitterly cold. And
yeah, and those guys, I mean, some of the player interviews, they were just like, it was absolutely miserable. And, of course, the Cincinnati – the offensive line was out there with short sleeves on, and they said, you know, that was definitely an intimidation factor, and that I think San Diego probably got the message. But Kenny Anderson had a heck of a game.
Yeah.
I mean, the ball was frozen, and it kind of flopped around, but Kenny Anderson still put up some great numbers within that condition.
I always remember the Pittsburgh Steelers, though, on those cold days when Mike Webster would come out of the center. And it didn't matter how cold it was. He not only had the short sleeves on, he had those things rolled up.
Yeah.
And you know that's if it's 20 degrees out there and you've got your sleeves rolled up, you're a pretty tough guy.
You're a pretty tough guy. And, of course, I think football, especially professional football, the NFL, has eras. And you go back and look at the different eras and the types of men that made up the eras. It changes. I'm not saying anything against the modern day player, but it's a little different from the guys like Butkus and you know, some of those older guys, Deacon Jones back in the day, and then Mike Webster's. It's a little bit of a different toughness.
To show you just how much the game has changed in the NFL, someone posted on social media the other day, and I saw this on Facebook, the old opening for CBS NFL football with all the big hits.
Yep.
And they're like, most of these hits would be illegal today.
That's exactly right.
But that was the opening.
And I didn't want to miss that for anything. I loved when they put the microphone down there, and you got to all the grunts and the hits and the oof and the ahs, and you know, it's just fantastic. I love it. I can watch NFL films 24/7.
Well, was anything better though than when Monday Night Football came on, that music hit, and you were ready to go?
You were ready to go, and we might hear about that later.
Could,
I don't know.
Could, yes.
But I can still see it and hear those voices, and it's nothing better when you're in that 11 to 14 year old age, and you knew that you had a game on. Especially Monday Night Football was kind of like a game of the week, and they actually had at one time Monday Night Baseball. You
remember
that?
Yeah. That with Al Michaels and Jim Palmer.
Yes.
I think forgetting names.
I don't know.
Now,
I know it was Al Michaels and Jim Palmer. But
Howard,
you know,
Cosell was on some of those.
Some of those. And, of course, he crossed over from the other great team, but not giving anything away. But it when you're back in those days, that's all you had. You didn't have cable TV that had all the games on. So you had that one game.
Yeah.
And, you know, you were just waiting all week for it to come on.
And Monday Night Football used to have the halftime highlights with Howard Cosell. And, you know, that was always a big thing when I was little, was can I stay awake through halftime highlights? Because you didn't have SportsCenter. You couldn't go online and watch all the highlights. You saw the highlights from Sunday's game on Monday Night Football at halftime.
Yep, and then cable TV revolutionized that with HBO's Inside the NFL. Lynn Dawson, Nick Bonaconte. I don't know if, of course, you're a you lived out in the country and you didn't have cable. Yeah. When I moved to Princeton in 1980, I didn't have cable. I came from the country in Florida. I did nothing, three channels, you know. And then you had ESPN, and then you got possibly an HBO package. Well, you had Inside the NFL. All that was NFL Films recaps of the week. And, of course, you had the great voice. Steve Sabol put together the films, but I forget who that voice was on the NFL Films.
John Facenda?
Something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. But somebody will let me know.
But you had that great NFL voice. You know, he would background it. Yeah. And they would do it, you know.
The Frozen Tundra.
Oh, my gosh. And then they put the sports music with it.
Yeah.
And there's actually an NFL Films CD out there for the music. I think Barkley Bannister bought it and would send me clips, years ago. But, you know, fantastic.
But NFL Films always focused on the close-ups.
Yes.
I mean, that was like their mission, because they knew they could get just the average shots from the game from the TV broadcast.
Yes.
So they're trying to get these tight shots where you can see people's faces and see their reactions after big hits.
Yes.
And that's what made it great.
That's what made it great, and it really was a landmark way to do things and shooting those. But just the whole production of NFL Films was just brilliant. And I could go back and I can watch them 24/7.
We're talking this morning with former co-host of the Sideline Report, Ty Englebright, in the studio with us for a live Turkey Day show here on WPKY. We're going to have our top five in a little bit. Our favorite announcing team, so stay tuned for that. We need to get to a break, but back with more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
WPKY Weather Edge Weather Center forecast for this Thanksgiving Day. Partly sunny skies with a high 45 degrees. Tonight's low down to 25, partly cloudy. 39 and sunshine on Friday. Friday night's low down to 21, increasing clouds in the overnight hours. Mostly cloudy skies on Saturday. 30% chance of snow in the afternoon with a high 41 degrees. What's going to forecast for today? Partly sunny this afternoon's high near 45 degrees.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
It's fall, y'all. I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth so you can enjoy this beautiful fall weather. We are now offering our fall car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses inspected. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton or visit us online at PurcellTire.com.
I'm Jeff McDaniels, financial advisor with InvestFB. My favorite part of what we do is helping clients realize that doing small things consistently can add up to bigger successes down the road.
Success on the basketball court is a lot like that. If you do enough little things right, your chances of winning improve.
Travis, I could not have said that better. Having a great team around you can't hurt either.
Yes, sir. Everyone needs someone to hold the ladder when cutting down the nets.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
Discover the charm of our hometown this Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Step off the beaten path and into a world of unique boutiques and welcoming local shops. Brantley Furniture, HR Ministries, the Adsmore Museum, BNC Unique Boutique, and Coleman Shoe and Repair Bootery for exclusive deals, delightful finds, and friendly faces waiting to show you the best Princeton has to offer. Join us in celebrating the spirit of community by shopping local.
Good morning once again. This is the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY, a live Thanksgiving Day show, and we hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. We've got Ty Engelbreit in the studio with us today, and Ty, are we ready for the top five?
Whenever you're ready, I think I'm ready.
Okay, you want to go first?
Yeah.
Number five.
Number five, and I threw an honorable mention in here, and I'm going to start with baseball because you'd come home from school. This isn't my main baseball team, but there was something about hearing Harry Carey's voice and Steve Stone. Hey, I love them, you know. I can hear him say, Jody Davis, you know. But I got Carey and Stone on WGN, and I thought they did an excellent job. Of course, you had at least half the season of Cubs, almost. Maybe it was only 30-some games, but I think 30 to 60 games on WGN. Yeah. That was Chicago Superstation. And then I've got an honorable mention or a tie. And I don't know if you remember, I think specifically the 84 World Series, but you had Vin Scully and Joe Garagiola.
Right.
And that's the team I was talking about before we came out that weren't consistently together, right, but they would come back. But, you know, I thought they did a – of course, Vin Scully, I mean, come on. And Garagiola was kind of like a clown, but he did okay. Yeah. He knew the game enough, you know, but it just worked. That chemistry just kind of worked for me. So I've got Carey and Stone and Vin Scully and Joe Garagiola at my number five.
I think Steve Stone's role was to explain what Harry Carey just said a lot of times.
Exactly. Of course, I think by about the seventh inning, Harry was into a few beers, and then, you know,
Steve was the interpreter.
It slurred and slurred and slurred as it went on, but what a legend, and I'm not putting him down in any way. It was just classic.
Yeah, I've got at my number five, and we were just talking about Monday Night Football, Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell, and Don Meredith. I mean, how can you get any more football than that?
Yeah, I'm just gonna say dream team there, and just so sentimental and just so incredible, and they may show up on my list, and I'll elaborate a little bit more when I get down there. They might be on there down the line here.
And that we're doing our top five favorite announcing teams, not announcers, but announcing teams. Hmm. If I had an honorable mention, it would be Don Criqui and Bob Trumpy,
okay,
back in the day.
Yeah,
you don't remember them a whole lot,
no,
but they were really solid. And Don Criqui at one time had done like 30-something Orange Bowls in a row or something, so he was kind of the voice of the Orange Bowl back in the day.
Well, and I threw a classic college announcer in with one of mine down here because he played a part in that, and I think when we get there we'll say who it is, but he's more football, but he did everything. My number four is going to be your beloved St. Louis Cardinals, but if you've ever worked in radio back in the 70s and 80s, you had Jack Buck and Mike Shannon.
Yeah.
They were just so great together. You had Jack Buck, and then you know Mike Shannon was kind of the clownish of them, and you think he was probably a few beers in too in the late innings, but there was nothing like a late night game and hearing those guys calling it just incredible.
Yeah, Jack was the straight guy, and Mike was sometimes the comic relief.
Yeah, and it just worked really well. Their voices were great, and you can still when you can still hear announcers in your head and you're not really hearing them, you know they've made an impression.
My number four is going to be Dick Enberg and Merlin Olsen, mm-hmm, the number one team for NBC on football for years and years. And you just kind of got accustomed to hearing some of those guys. You wanted to see your favorite teams, but you also, when you turned on a game, wanted to hear your favorite announcers too.
No doubt. It there's something comforting about your favorite announcers. And again, when you have like these traditions, like Thanksgiving, here we are sitting around the table, sitting around our TV sets, but you hear those familiar voices and they bring to life what you're watching, and you just can't beat it. So excellent. They did not make my list. They should have made my list, but I've sort of and the great Dick Enberg should have had him in there somewhere. But I may have a piece of that team there.
Okay.
Because my number three is the Monday Night Football team. I got Cosell, Gifford, Meredith. And, of course, Keith Jackson was on that team.
Right. Originally, he was the play-by-play guy.
Exactly. So that's where I threw him in. And then I've got Merlin Olsen. He was also on that team some. So at least I got him in there somewhere.
My number three, I've got Jack Buck and Hank Stram.
Oh, yeah.
From CBS Radio doing the NFL, did the Monday night games. And
Hank Stram.
Jack Buck was great on baseball. He was better on football. And Hank Stram was the guy when it came to the color part of it.
Let me tell you something. We were talking about NFL films earlier, and Hank Stram, larger-than-life character. I could watch him on NFL films getting into the refs all day, but yeah, knew the game, and I never got to hear any of that, and I'm gonna have to go back and research that because I think that would be probably a fantastic team.
Oh yeah, they were awesome, and of course Hank Stram's the guy. You know, we got to matriculate the ball down the field.
Yeah, he's matriculating. That's exactly right. And you gotta love it. So that's excellent, man. I'm glad you pulled that one out because that one was right over. I never did know about that matchup, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, Jack Buck was great doing football. I mean, he's obviously known as the St. Louis Cardinals baseball radio announcer, and yes, I listened to a million games on the radio.
Yeah.
But as a football guy, he and Hank Stram, and of course, Stram had led the Chiefs to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
And that guy knew his football.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And again, you know, I think he wore a toupee, lively character. Great. Fantastic one there, Todd. I've got to go to my beloved Braves for number two. The Superstation, TVS, I've got it. I mean, I can't believe they're not number one, but they're not. But Skip Carey, Ernie Johnson, Pete Van Wehren, and I threw John Sterling in there because when I first started watching, of course, John Sterling, I think, eventually went to the New York Yankees and was there for many, many years, may still be there. But John Sterling was with that broadcast team back in the 80s. And so fantastic. You know, when you got Skip Carey, I think, calling, right before, what was coming up next in TBS's programming and segueing to that by predicting what the baseball play was. It doesn't get any better than that.
Well, and you always knew when the game was in a rain delay because you got an episode of Andy Griffin.
Always, yeah. And so, you know, good family programming.
So I knew that was coming from you.
Yep.
Don Sutton was on that broadcast.
Don Sutton was on that team as well for many years, and they just did a fantastic job.
So my number two is going to be Pat Summerall and John Madden. You know, we're getting down to it now. If you're going to have somebody
call, I can't see who your number one is.
If you're going to have somebody call an NFL football game, those are the guys. Because Summerall was a player, you know, and of course Madden led the Raiders to the Super Bowl. And they just worked so well together because, again, Summerall was the straight guy. And then Madden is putting on a show as the color guy.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. But not only was he putting on a show, but he was so knowledgeable, John Madden was. Of course, Summerall was great as well. And that's going to go right into my number one because they're my number one team. Because
all right. Well, let's hold on for just a second.
Okay, sorry about that.
Let's go to a break.
Okay, you're going to go to a break.
Time, yeah, build some suspense.
Let's build some suspense. I'm not going to be invited back. I've already avoided it.
But we've got a number one, so everybody hold on.
I wonder who that is. I wonder what my number one is.
Our top five favorite sports announcing teams.
It was good to be with you, Todd, folks. I may not be here when we get back from the commercial break.
You've got to expound on
it. I will expound on it.
Back after this here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
Head to the Java Table on LaCourte Square in Princeton for breakfast, lunch, or your favorite coffee drink, hot or cold. Known for their fresh and delicious handcrafted foods. Come to the table, the Java Table, Princeton.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community. Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Feeling under the weather? Visit Princeton Drugstore for quick and easy testing. For only $40, get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. And the pharmacist can write you a prescription on the spot. In about 20 minutes, you can have your diagnosis, prescription, and a school excuse without leaving your car. Why wait at the doctor's office when you can get back to feeling better faster? Come to Princeton Drugs drive-thru today and take the fast lane to recovery. Princeton Drugstore, your quick stop to feeling good again.
H&R AgriPower is your local Case IH dealer. For a limited time, take advantage of 0% financing for 84 months on new Case IH Farm All and Vestrom tractors. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new tractor that works as hard as you. Case IH Farm Alls and Vestroms. Whether you're mowing, baling, feeding, loading, mowing, you name it, H&R AgriPower has a tractor for you. Stop by and see the team at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today and talk to the sales team about their limited time financing offer. You don't want to miss. While supplies last, customers must qualify for program with CNHI Capital.
As a community, we faced challenges. We've seen that working together as a team, we're stronger. This is Heather Riley, marketing specialist with the Edge Media Group. With over 7 decades of building customer relationships, we've learned a thing or two about teamwork. We're dream builders. Through marketing campaigns designed specifically for unique needs, we help customers grow, building today's ideas into tomorrow's legacies. This is Heather Riley. Come build a legacy with me. Find out how at theedgemediagroup.net.
Your WPKY Weather Edge Weather Center forecast for this Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny with a high 45. Tonight's low down to 25, partly cloudy skies, 39, sunshine on Friday. Friday night's low down to a cold 21 degrees, increasing clouds in the overnight hours. For Saturday, mostly cloudy skies in the morning, 30% chance of snow in the afternoon with a high near 41 degrees. Once again, our forecast for this Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny with a high near 45 degrees.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, we appreciate you listening to us on this Thanksgiving Day morning. Ty Engelbright in the studio with us. We're running down our top five favorite announcing teams. We let Ty stick around. And
yep, thanks, Todd.
He's got his number one now.
About blew it, yeah, because I'm excited to hear your number one, so we can build your number one, okay, the suspense factor, because I blew mine. But, yeah, Summerall and Madden on CBS/Fox. Just, again, you mentioned it, the straight guy in Summerall, the kind of clownish John Madden, but still very knowledgeable. Was just made all football fun to watch. The boom and you know, Madden, and of course we'd be remiss if we don't mention the turducken.
Right, today. He brought that to the forefront.
He brought the turducken, you know, and I can still see Nate Newton pulling, you know, giving the turkey leg and all that stuff. And I actually ordered a turducken one Thanksgiving.
Really?
And they do exist. It was actually pretty good. It was kind of weird looking.
Yeah.
Because it was a kind of a, I don't know how they did it, but they did it, and it was actually good. But yeah, can't say enough about their impact.
Yeah, they were really good. My number one, and you know, growing up a UK fan, everybody's probably going to see this one coming. But Kaywood Ledford and Ralph Hacker.
Yeah. Thought about putting them on my list. I didn't, you know. I was telling you before we came on the air, you know, I'm from Florida, and I had a friend down there. I was always talking UK basketball, university. I was like, you live down here. Why do you? Of course, Florida is a football state.
Yeah.
So, and especially in the 70s, you just, basketball is anything. But I had a friend that kept talking about UK basketball. It's just nuts. So I moved here in 1980, and I figured out real quick about UK basketball, because every game that was on, you heard Kaywood Ledford, and what an incredible voice for a sports team, and you know, people turning down the TV to listen.
Well, and another guy that I think was better at football than he was basketball, even though he will forever be known as calling basketball, and Ralph Hacker was really good as that number two guy.
He was.
I don't think he was the play-by-play guy, and he kind of stepped into a tough role when he when he tried to follow Kaywood Ledford.
Yeah, that's tough.
Nobody was going to be able to do that.
No.
But I think Ralph was perfect as the color guy and the number two guy and kind of keeping the broadcast, you know, keeping everything online while Kaywood just did his call, which was – phenomenal.
Yeah, it was almost like listening to music, hearing him call. You know, it was like a symphony. He just had a cadence. He knew the game. He knew everything about the players, and he just knew at the moment what to say.
Well, and I feel like I was a little spoiled, and it might have ruined me for other play-by-play guys later on, because I grew up listening to Kaywood Ledford, because every UK game was not on TV, so you turned on the radio.
Yes.
I listened to Jack Buck doing St. Louis Cardinals games because, again, they weren't on TV. If you wanted to follow along, you turned on the radio, and that's how you kept up with your ball teams.
But guess what that did? Just like a good song, just like good music, when it came time for Todd Griffin to do a play-by-play on a football game, or a basketball game, guess what? Guess who you had in your head?
Yeah, there's a lot of Kaywood and Jack.
Exactly, and that's why you were able to successfully and do it with do a great job doing it. And I mean, like I said, you get that song in your head, and I keep calling it a song, but I love music, and I think that music has a way. I always said, if I could put a book I read or my studies in a song, and, you know, I'd have a photographic memory, you know. And so that's what I think strengthened you, was listening to those guys.
Well, and again, this was a difficult list for me to put together. As always, anytime we do a top five, I first think this will be easy.
Yeah.
And then it's not, especially when you try to put them in order. But it was our favorite announcing teams and not favorite announcers because, you know, we didn't have Al Michaels on there.
Oh, no.
You mentioned Vin Scully.
Yeah.
But, you know, Vin Scully was never really known for an announcing team because he was his own team.
He was his own team, and he mainly, you know, he was the main broadcaster, I think, for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Is that correct?
Forever.
Yeah. So, but the networks would pull him in for events. And like I said, I think I'm almost know for sure it was that 84 World Series that stuck out in my mind with him and Gary Giola. And of course, you even had funny men like what was the dude, the baseball guy? He's first sitting on the front row. Why is his name?
Oh, Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker. And you know, you laugh about Bob Uecker, but Bob Uecker was a player and did it. And what about the catcher? Why am I name slipping me? The Cardinal catcher, Tim McCarver.
Yes.
Another guy that did I thought a pretty good job. Now, see, he got on some people's nerves, you know, but as far as knowing the game, he played it, and obviously the network saw some merit in him. And so, and I always thought, you know, there were several World Series there in the mid-90s he was there. So,
but, you know, we listened to all these guys, and like you say, it kind of seeps in, and then when you start talking sports, you almost end up sounding like these guys a little bit.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You wish you could. I mean, you know, I would give anything to have Vin Scully's voice.
Well, the greatest thing about Vin Scully, and this is why he could do ball game broadcast, baseball games by himself, which is very difficult because there's a lot of dead time, but Vin Scully had all these fantastic stories that he would tell.
Yeah.
And somehow his story is always wrapped up as the inning was ending.
Yeah.
That's the great thing.
Yeah, it's a sense of timing in this business. You know what I'm saying? A segue and a sense of timing. And if you can just – and he had that, just like you said. He could wrap up that story, and now, you know, we'll see. We'll be back right after this.
Nobody else had stories about he and Jackie Robinson doing things, and Vin did.
Yeah, because he hung out with them and had things to tell. So, you know, the legacy of these guys and who we brought up there are just incredible, for not only for broadcasters but for us as humans. We talk about these games bringing us together, and these guys paint that picture, bring us together as we sit around the table, break bread, and we can still remember their voices, and it's just it's incredible. It's wonderful. So
that's our Thanksgiving Day top five. Ty Engelbright is in the studio with us this morning. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
You only turn 130 once, and Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Overspending on everyday items?
Is that a trick question?
Every dollar counts at our house.
Hello?
The Big Deal Store is your go-to for incredible savings.
Sounds like a lovely spot.
We believe in supporting local and helping you save big.
So nice.
Everything you need from your favorite local vendors at unbeatable prices.
Oh, yeah.
The Java Table.
Joshua Tree Boutique.
Our Daily Bread in Eddyville.
Bella Marie Boutique.
Shop smart and support your local businesses at the Big Deal Store.
I'm happy to.
Start saving now.
I save big every time.
The Big Deal Store at WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, we appreciate you tuning in, especially on this Thanksgiving Day morning. Ty Engelbright in the studio with us, former co-host of the Sideline Report here on WPKY. And Ty, we're just talking about our top five list going to the break there. And, you know, maybe anymore you don't realize it as much. Maybe there are so many games on TV you don't really pay attention to the announcers. But back in the day, that was every bit as big as the two teams that were playing.
Yeah, no doubt. And as we mentioned, they just obviously the top five list that we put together, they obviously are ingrained in our memories. And there's a reason why we had them on there. Again, couldn't get everybody, but yep, you're correct.
There is Caldwell County sports this week. Caldwell County girls wrestling team finishing second down at McCracken County.
That's
yesterday
awesome.
On the mat.
Congrats.
Lady Tigers will be at Union County for dual competition on Saturday. The boys wrestling team will be at Henderson County duels on Saturday. And then the high school basketball season tips off on Monday. Lady Tigers will be home against Crittenden County. That's varsity only at 6 o'clock, and we'll have that game here on WPKY Monday night. The boys basketball team goes to Murray on Monday, so hopefully we'll have updates from that game as well. And right now we're releasing basketball previews over at yoursportsedge.com. The Lady Tiger basketball preview is already up, so you can go over there and read that now and check out some of the other teams around the area as we continue to release previews over the weekend.
Yeah, and that's I was just going to mention yoursportsedge.com because I check WPKY's website daily, and of course, if I want to know what's going on with the sports teams, yoursportsedge.com is the place to go.
Free, everything's on there is free.
Yeah, that's all right.
Don't have to sign up or anything.
Nope.
Just go and check everything out. And Ty, have you been keeping up with the UK Wildcats this season?
I have. They lost me the last few years. I will be admitted. I was kind of one of those that felt like that it was time for a change, and I'm really excited about what I see this year. I like the older guys. I think Mark Pope thus far is doing a fantastic job. The Duke game was just incredible. They had an off-shooting night, of course, against Western, but I think they're just kind of one of those. But still, like you said, still won by 20. So looking forward to the great season to come, and I think there's a lot of good things in store for the Cats.
I don't think the start by Mark Pope could be any greater. I mean,
no.
He's been, like, perfect. I do think there will be some bumps in the road, though, sure. as the season goes along.
Sure.
There's always those SEC road games where, and I don't know why this is in the SEC, but when you play on the road, you just get beat up and you don't get a call. And
well, I saw Auburn the other night against North Carolina, and I mean, they're scary.
Yeah. So there's going to be a bump in the road someplace, but hopefully you get to the end of the season. This Kentucky team, I think, could be an SEC semifinalist.
Sure.
Maybe slip into the championship game. Maybe get to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament.
No doubt.
I don't know that I see it being a Final Four kind of team yet, but, you know, who knows? If you get to the tournament and get hot, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it goes. I like the maturity of the team. I think he's put together guys, or I don't know if he's put them together. I mean, he has, but, I mean, with the portal now, you almost like, oh, yeah, I want to go out here, and you get picked.
Oh, yeah, you grab a few people.
Yeah, but I think the maturity aspect, and we've talked about this, is going to bode well for them down the road.
Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning, Thanksgiving Day. Like I said, it's become a tradition, and I'm going to hold you to it next year.
I hope so.
Bring some food.
Lord willing, we're going to bring some food, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Todd. Always a pleasure to come back and be with you on the radio. We go back a long way, 40 years, and it's special. It's just as special being with you than it is being talking about these announcers. So happy Thanksgiving, and I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it, and like I said, we go all the way back to WPKY back in the day. We started on the Dawson Road, and here we are on West Main Street, still talking on the radio.
And glad to be on the radio from time to time. It's wonderful. So thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody out there.
That's Ty Engelbright, again, former co-host of the Sideline Report. Appreciate him coming on this morning, and we appreciate you guys listening on this Thanksgiving Day. Sideline Report will be back next Thursday, every Thursday morning at 8:10, right here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY and your SportsEdge.com. Again, thanks for being with us this morning on Thanksgiving Day. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
WPKY Princeton.